Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Outside the U.S., that's where the market is. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
When you start looking at population numbers, it's easy to see the opportunities globally for U.S. beef. In this country, there's 300 million people. Globally, 7 billion now on this earth. Now, many of those 7 billion are not affluent enough to be able to afford meat, red meat, beef specifically, but we've got more and more of the world that's been moving up as far as their income is concerned, their affluence is concerned, and they've got the wherewithal to buy at least some beef on an ongoing basis. And according to Greg Haynes of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, it's that rising affluent tide of people that gives us opportunities outside of our U.S. borders.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you've got 96% of the population outside the U.S. You're going to have 80% of the global purchasing power out there. The U.S. population, if you look over the next 15, 20 years, isn't really going to be growing that much. Whereas if you look at the global population, it's just booming. And the key thing is that this population, the middle class of the population, is really what's taking off. So these consumers out there have the incomes now, where in the past they may not have. And traditionally, as your economies develop, you move up the protein scale, start moving up. And beef is really that, that premier protein. And so you're seeing more and more demand for beef globally. But most of these consuming countries, they don't have the resources to grow their own beef. They're small countries, they're mountainous, they don't have the ability to do it. So as that demand grows, they're going to have to import it. And we want them to be buying from the U.S., not our competitors.
And speaking of competitors, lots of competition globally. Greg Haynes says there are a lot of countries out there trying to peddle beef on the worldwide market.
Yeah, I mean, the international competition is very intense. I mean, for the reasons that I just mentioned, we're not the only ones who know that this is where you get your margins. This is where the demand is going to be. So they're very, very aggressive out there. I mean, you look at Australia, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, Brazil, Uruguay, even Europe is very aggressive in the various markets. So kind of depending on which market we're in, you'll see a different mix of competitors out there. And then not to mention, you do have some domestic industry in most of these markets too. So even countries, Japan, Korea, they've got the Wagyu or the Hanu beef. And they're very, very aggressive there too to maintain their share of the market. So, that's kind of the challenge. We see Australia, they're very aggressive, kind of highlighting the fact that they've never had BSE. And so they play it up this kind of clean and safe image. They don't directly, say negative about the U.S., but the whole point of their campaign is alluding to the fact that they haven't had this and that their product is, cleaner and safer than U.S. and their competitors. You see Canada, New Zealand, all these countries out there, too, highlighting their great nature and, the greenness of it. And that's kind of a challenge for us because here, in Oklahoma, we see the nature, we see the openness. But if you're in a country, these smaller countries in Asia, most of the people live in a big city. The country's small, so you don't really get out. You don't have these open spaces like we do here. So what they see on TV about the U.S. is, Los Angeles and New York and Chicago. And, they just have no concept of really how spacious the United States is. So that's kind of part of that message that we need to get across is like, we've got this nature. This isn't factory farming. This is a prairie, a field out in Oklahoma or wherever where a family is raising this product for your family. And that's kind of a key message we try to address.
Greg Haynes on the competitive nature of the global beef marketplace. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.